In 2016, the Democratic Socialists of America, DSA, had 5,000 members. Since then, its dues-paying membership has multiplied more than tenfold. This new energy on the left terrifies chief executives and billionaires, and yet many of them have been voicing similar alarms about a crisis of capitalism. Ray Dalio, the billionaire co-chairman of the investment firm Bridgewater Associates, warned in April that America faced a national emergency in capitalism's failure to benefit more people, and he pronounced the American dream lost. The anti-capitalist impulse has some purchase on the right, too. Before he pushed a tax cut that lined the capitalist pockets, Donald Trump ran, most improbably, as a Republican skeptical of the financial elite's loyalty to Americans. On Fox News, Tucker Carlson has entertained a surprising skepticism of capitalist doctrines and said positive things about Warren. America loves a capitalist reckoning the way the NFL loves Colin Kaepernick, but it is having one anyway. And if this year that reckoning seemed to reach new intensity, it was because the economic precariousness, stalled mobility, and gaping social divides that have for years fueled the backlash now had an improbable sidekick. Plutocracy itself and the win-win ideology that has governed the past few decades. This year, America's ultra-elites seem to bend over backward to lend support to the idea that maybe the system they superintend needs gut renovating. As a political movement bubbled up to challenge their wealth and power, the elites' own misbehavior trickled down, and where the two met, ideas that once seemed unutterable started, to many, to sound like the future. History is the story of conditions that long seemed reasonable until they begin to seem ridiculous. So it is with America's present manic hypercapitalism. Until recently, it seemed normal that a technological revolution that began with promises of leveled playing fields had culminated in an age of platform monopolies. Normal that business people should try to make as much money as possible by paying as little as possible in taxes and wages, then donate a fraction of the spoils to PR-friendly social causes. Normal that economic security for most Americans was becoming a relic of the past. Normal that people in the street-level marijuana business go to prison while people in the business of selling ads to Russian intelligence go on magazine covers. Normal that bankers could shatter the world economy with their speculating and that they would be among the few to be made whole after the crisis.